Nutritional support.
I have it classified as a drainer. Supports normal and healthy mucosal system, including sinus and enteric bowel. Anything you want to add to what it supports? The description says having excessive phlegm can be a very bothersome problem, may lead to hours of unrelenting, constant throat clearing and coughing. For some people, this is a temporary problem. For others, excessive phlegm becomes an ongoing problem for which there is often little relief for how to best get rid of it. On the other hand, the bowel does make mucus so that it can allow for better elimination of bowel substances. The fact that irritated bowels or stressed bowels also include mucus production or reduce its production level can be a cause for concern. In either case, mucosal support has soothing herbs such as marshmallow root. How do you pronounce that one?
Elk campaign,
angelica, coltsfoot, and ivy to offer release to stressed mucosal linings.
Yeah, it should also be really good for in case there's issues with the lung. Excessive phlegm in the lungs. So that's why it pairs well with VitaCare, DuraCare, which is inner linings, and then tissue calming, which may or may not always be called for, but it really just kind of depends on what the situation is. If there's a buildup of mucus, then you may not want to use tissue calming. And this can be used ongoing. Some of the other mucosal support products in the homeopathic realm tend to strip out mucosal lining. And so they say you can't take them for long periods of time. But this you can.
You can. So what I have said to people that people love this because it really works.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they do want to stay on it for long periods of time.
Yeah.
Should they take a break?
Well, they could. I think you really, you know, if you look at natural law, the conditioning is some kind of moistening the morsel or removing the morsel. So if they're stuck in a chronic situation or a situation that they can't change, they may need this because the body's armoring up. Mucus and histamine are both defense factors.
Mm-hmm.
Those are internal sweating. Those are internal processes. The histamine's usually first when you feel like you're under attack, like an allergy. Mucosal is a little bit deeper.
Mm.
It feels, you know, it's an irritation that's finally made it deeper.
Yep, yeah, awesome. All right.